This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says damage to U.S. businesses and the biggest ransomware attack on record appears to be minimal, but information is still incomplete. Company whose software was exploited says it appears that fewer than 1,500 businesses worldwide were compromised through cybersecurity experts, and they're cautioning that the estimate could be low. Also Tuesday, a security researcher who chatted online with representatives of the Russia-linked R-Evil gang responsible for the attack says they claim they've stolen data from hundreds of companies but offered no evidence. Ransomware was spread Friday to victims in at least 17 countries from a compromised server belonging to the Miami-based company Kaseya. Top Biden officials on Tuesday hosted a brother to Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, and the highest level such visit since the U.S. made public intelligence findings linking the crown prince to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration did not publicly disclose the visit by Prince Khalid bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's deputy defense minister, in advance. President Joe Biden had pledged to make a pariah of the kingdom's crown prince during his presidential campaign over Khashoggi's killing and other abuses, but his administration has instead emphasized U.S. strategic interests with Saudi Arabia. High-level sessions with Prince Khalid, the younger brother and confidant to Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince, revived complaints that the administration was giving the Saudis a pass in the Khashoggi killing, given that the country's strategic importance as a Middle East power and top oil producer. This is VOA News. Officials overseeing the search at the site of the Florida condominium collapse sounded increasingly somber Tuesday about the prospects of finding anyone alive, saying that they have detected no new signs of life in the rubble as the death toll climbed to 36. Crews in yellow helmets and blue jumpsuits searched the debris for 13th day while wind and rain from the outer bands of Hurricane Elsa complicated their efforts. Video released by the Miami-Dade County Fire Rescue Department showed workers lugging pickaxes and power saws through piles of concrete rubble barbed with snap steel rebar. Other searchers could be seen digging with gloved hands through pulverized concrete and dumping shovels of debris into large buckets. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans who have not received COVID-19 vaccines to reconsider as an aggressive virus variant spreads. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Elsa is a minimal hurricane. The president says by week's end, some 160 million Americans will be fully vaccinated, but too many are unprotected.
This is an even bigger concern because of the Delta variant,
which he says health officials tell him is now responsible for more than half of all COVID-19 cases in many parts of the country.
Seems to me it should cause everybody to think twice.
President says the vaccines are effective against the variant, and his administration's ramping up efforts to get more shots to doctors' offices, workplaces, and mobile clinics. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korea is seeing a steep rise in coronavirus infections unseen since the worst of its outbreak last winter as it slips into another surge while most of its people are still unvaccinated. 1,212 new cases confirmed by Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency Wednesday came close to matching its highest daily increase of the pandemic. That's 1,240 cases reported on Christmas Day. Health experts say the government sent the wrong message to the public by pushing for a premature easing of social distancing despite a steadily rising caseload. New Zealand medical regulators have approved use of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine after earlier in the year approving the Pfizer vaccine. But New Zealand's government intends to stick with its plan of primarily using the Pfizer vaccine to inoculate the population of 5 million. The provisional approval for the J&J vaccine by the regulator MedSafe applies to adults age 18 and older and will need to be signed off by the cabinet, which will likely happen sometime next month. New Zealand has an agreement to buy 2 million doses of the J&J vaccine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.